This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Eisenhower's speech in 1961, his farewell address, where he said they're setting up a computerized technological elite that we're going to be captives of. That's a close quote. That's a quote. And so you have to understand, I'm not making this up. Hey, guys, can I have that NRA story? I had it. I lost it in my stack. I need it for the start of the next segment. Pretty please. Sugar on top. Everything else. Because what's happening is there is a move to criminalize gun ownership and the idea of buying bullets, shooting sports. That's why Walmart's not selling handgun ammo. Dick's Sporting Goods is being a real you-know-what and saying we're going to just stop selling everything. This is all being announced to create the idea and the social pressure that it's time to ban the guns. So I'm going to cover that next segment because there it is right there in front of me. I am just so flustered right now because if you go to drudgereport.com, there's that top link that everybody should share right now that Trump is, his administration is looking at, proposing all the surveillance grid, all the devices listening to you, all the systems that are controlling what we do, openly violating our Fourth Amendment and due process, being run by DARPA and the Democrats and big tech. So instead of defending us from big tech, instead of standing up to all of this, we're talking about totally and completely screwing us over. And so I didn't say that for shock effect when I said that if President Trump comes out and proposes beyond, because how are they going to do it with saying your neighbors didn't say you threatened to kill somebody, you can have your guns taken for that, but you just seem upset or you don't like Hillary or whatever, so we took your guns. I mean, that's what different congressmen are proposing, Democrats and Republicans. And so Trump says, oh, well, as long as it's computers and your Apple Watch or your iPad or your Alexa or your digital assistant, that's just beyond outrageous on so many fronts. The end of due process, the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Fifth Amendment, the end of the fact that we let this in our houses and it's doing it to us. So tomorrow, undoubtedly, I'm going to open the phones up so that we can specifically sit there and take calls on this issue. Because this is the big issue. We should be having a debate about it. And thank God this audience cares. Thank God people like Tucker Carlson care. But the censorship we've seen has been so un-American, and the lying to Congress. And then to know that the key committees are involved, the Democratic Party particularly, I documented this extensively yesterday, commanding and running the censorship, and Trump sitting there accepting it. The 5G that they admit, Wired Magazine, big studies, LA Times, yeah, increases cancer massively. So what? Let's put it on top of school. After all, it's the post-human era. Humanity, it's all over because we got it so easy. People just go, I don't care if I die. I don't care if humanity's over until you're actually starving to death. But the collapse of civilization. And you look at Paul Watson's article we're going to cover when we come back because it illustrates so much. So reprint it for me or pull it out of your stack. You get an article on Dave Chappelle. The critics hate Dave Chappelle, gave him a zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes for being politically incorrect. But then he got a 99%. On the votes on Rotten Tomatoes, but that was only after protest because they removed the right for people to even vote. Again, just like YouTube and Facebook is announcing, they're going to get rid of the like functions. They don't want you to even have that power to show what you like. They want to steal all your humanity, all of your human communication. They want robots. A bunch of dirty, nasty, evil, big tech fake leftists.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 2 hours, we have been breaking down the technocracy. And let's pull the definition of technocracy for folks. It is a ruling oligarchy that uses technology and surveillance systems to control economies and control populations. It is scientific tyranny in its own definitions. There was a 1920s and 30s idea by the communists of a technocracy creating a utopia, but its modern parlance is total control. A government or social system controlled by technicians, especially scientists, and technical experts, government by technical specialists. A system of governance where people who are skilled, proficient, govern in their respective areas of expertise. A type of meritocracy based on people's ability. Now that's the propaganda version. What does the EU call themselves? They call themselves a technocracy. They say, oh, we don't need prime ministers or presidents. We don't need elections. We have technocrats that know best. What does Bloomberg type this in? Bloomberg, the technocrat in chief, Bloomberg reported. He knows what you should eat. He knows where you should live. He knows what you should do. He's going to run your life. And it's his religion to do so. Well, part of this is Dave Chappelle. His comedy special came out. And I've seen Dave Chappelle on TV ever since he got popular 15 years ago. Great comedian, very funny on his developed comedy. I went and saw him in Austin. And he was testing out comedy a couple years ago. It was horrible. It was almost unwatchable. And that's why he was saying, don't film, don't film. They kept yelling at everyone for like an hour before, don't film when he comes out. I got up halfway through it and left. That said, whether you love Dave Chappelle or hate him, he's got a right to his speech. So he gets up there and decries political correctness and how comedy's being destroyed by it. He talks about Jussie Smollett, you name it. And so Rotten Tomatoes gives him a zero. Now, this went on for 2 days. Paul Watson tweeted about it. We'll show Paul's article up on screen for folks, please. We'll scroll down, and I'm going to show the Twitter for folks. Thank you. Let's scroll down. And they weren't allowing people, there it is at first, to do the normal voting. You have the critics, who are the enlightened priesthood, the gods, who follow their corporate orders and get paid off to do it. That's now been admitted. Big scandals over at Rotten Tomatoes and other places. And you have the unwashed masses. Now, for the first 2 days, it was at zero. And Paul wrote about this and shows evidence of it. Then, once it became evident that they'd removed the popcorn, meaning, you know, the general watchers, they voted 99% loving the comedy special from Netflix. So it went up a little bit. There was some peer pressure. So 70% of the critics after that said that. And again, what Paul screenshotted was once they wiped the slate clean and then relaunched a poll that had the ability for the public to vote. Now, again, just yesterday, Facebook announced they're looking to remove the like buttons. YouTube's testing it. And I keep harping on this. The fundamentalness of you have a Facebook page and you say, I took a vaccine and got really sick, or my daughter took it and had a convulsion, or my son took it and never talked again. That's your right to say that. And all the evidence is there. It's the right of two Fox Sports guys to say, we took the flu shot and almost died, both of us. Media Matters are trying to get them fired. How dare you dirty Americans say you took something and got sick? Shut your filthy mouth, slave. Because this is the real slavery, folks. No matter what damn color you are, this is outrageous. So if you can't even like something, and most of the big newspapers, you notice, have gotten rid of the comment sections. You go into the Huffington Post and all these places that have these hit piece articles about me all the time, 90% of the comments all love InfoWars now. It needs to be like that, folks. It needs to be 50-50. People don't buy it. They see through it. So all the king's horses, all the king's men, they can't put it back together again. So here's a little 30-second piece where Dave Chappelle, this needs to go viral, is talking about how we're watching you, we're controlling you, we're bullies. You better do what the left says or we'll ruin your life. From just clips this week of them saying that exact talking point. And for him calling it out and having the basic courage to say you guys are bullies, they want his show pulled from Netflix and are boycotting his comedy shows, calling it white supremacist. Here it is.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society.
I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're finished.
They don't get to escape accountability. That's all of our job, to hold them accountable for the rest of their lives. That's so entertaining.
So exactly what Dave Chappelle's saying. So if we're telling the truth, he's in trouble. Now, here's 4 minutes of him talking about Jussie Smollett, who's up on InfoWars.com. His lawyers say, okay, he lied, but it's the cop's fault for believing him. Here it is.
Just afraid of being attacked happens to the best. Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Jussie Smollett. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Jussie Smollett is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Jussie Smollett is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he was walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up. Tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. This was like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this. The whole country was up in arms, just talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about it that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, hey man, aren't you that from Empire. Does that sound like how white people talk? I know white people. They don't talk like that. Are you that from Empire? They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say.
Oh, that's funny.
If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right. 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. You were walking. You were walking. All right.
Hold on. This is Chappelle's Amazing. We're going to come back and play the rest of it. We have a special guest joining us. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Retired NFL star going to be joining us coming up, starting next segment. Larry Johnson is going to get into the big controversy he's involved in for his politically incorrect statements. People say, oh, it's okay, he didn't really mean it. He has a right to say whatever he wants. It's like Dave Chappelle saying. People always go, well, the guy was Hitler, dog. It was a joke. He shouldn't be arrested in the UK. It doesn't matter if it's a joke or not. You have a right to say you hate Nazis. He has a right to be one. He's not a Nazi. Carpe Donkum is pretty liberal. It's a joke. When his wife came home, he made the dog howl Hitler, and it pissed her off. She's a liberal. You ever heard of pissing people off? Called practical jokes. It's some of the funniest stuff out there. I do it all the time at home. Doesn't matter, though. The point is that you have a right to be offended. I have a right to say whatever I want. And my free speech doesn't end when you get offended. We used to have a T-shirt that was a bestseller. We even still sell that. Side issue. Let's get back to Dave Chappelle knocking it out of the park. Because the day I heard it, happened like a Saturday night, I went on air and I said, I think this is a false flag. Sue me if you want to. I have a right to say it. Let me tell you, there aren't two white dudes at 2:15 in the morning going up to beat up a black dude. I mean, that's when it's 15 below zero, like Dave Chappelle was saying. And then he's got a noose around his neck and a scratch on his face when the cops show up. I mean, give me a break, man. That's obviously not true. But they tried to sell the whole thing, just like the Covington kids, just like all of it. So let's go ahead and finish up with Chappelle. Here it is.
Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right. 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. You're walking. You're walking.
Yeah, not in your car.
All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches?
And I know who he is in the dark.
That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any... Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me one second, Mr. Smollett. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night.
That's funny. Yeah, that's about the only guy wearing a MAGA hat in Chicago on the South Side at night. Oh my gosh, it's funny. Because it's true. And remember, I got attacked for saying it was fake. Folks, most of this stuff's fake for getting attention. The FBI will tell you half the rapes of women are fake, made up. Now, there are real men that rape women. You're damn right. It's bad. I got $3. I don't like it. But people that make stuff up take away from the real stuff that goes on. Incredible new article is up on Infowars.com. His lawyers, I'm not kidding, Jamie White article, Jussie Smollett lawyers, even if he did lie, police to blame for taking him seriously. Well, by law, they have to take the police report. Jussie Smollett's attorneys claim that even if the Empire actor did lie about his alleged racial attack, the Chicago police are actually to blame for investigating the claim. So vigorously, let me tell you why he got protected. You got a bunch of top Obama people and Clinton people involved in the show. The show's made, I think the last time I checked, something like $500 million. It ran a bunch of seasons. but it was going under. The ratings were down by like half. Look it up. And a story like this would get it massive coverage, and he was a big victim, and it did boost ratings. And so when it came out later that Smollett wanted a paycheck, people said, oh, that's not true. He wanted to create a race war. No, he wanted a paycheck. Because in America, if you can play the victim, then you get put all over the media. And everybody has to then tune into what you're doing. It's called a publicity stunt. And people do it all the time. You know, growing up, talk radio folks I'd listen to would get in trouble and fired and stuff because they do things like call in and have people say, oh, Bob just died, you know, in a car wreck. We're real sad on April Fool's Day. That was one of the last straws. They were trying to set me up so they could fire me. I had the number one talk show in Austin. And they wanted me to say that I'd been killed for the talk. And I said no. And they fired me like a week later. But they wanted to set me up so that I could, so they could say I'd staged the hoax and then they could fire me. See how that works? So it's just absolutely incredible. Now, shifting gears to something really important here. California, San Francisco declare NRA domestic terror organization. The blue state says the group incites gun owners to commit acts of violence. And they're now going to file lawsuits, try to take criminal action. San Francisco's District 2 Superior Catherine Stephanie, who wrote the declaration, said the National Rifle Association spreads propaganda and misinforms and aims to deceive the public about the dangers of gun violence. That's the same way they sued Remington, the same law firm that works for Hillary, suing me with Senator Blumenthal in Connecticut. It's saying the same stuff. The NRA exists to spread disinformation and knowingly puts guns in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us. They go on to call for it to be shut down. Meanwhile, San Francisco works with the real terrorist, Antifa, to commit all these crimes. Meanwhile, Walmart plans to drastically step back from ammunition sales, banning all handgun ammo. And again, Dick's Sporting Goods is being real, you know what? Well, their name says it all. They are saying they may ban all guns and all ammo sales. They already stopped selling semi-auto. They're creating the perception it's illegal. For years, Facebook won't take gun ads. Now they're going at people's bank accounts. The NRA, I happen to know, has to go out of a credit card processing group in Houston paying a higher percentage, even though they have perfect credit. So do I now, when they took all of our banking away for no reason. I have perfect corporate score. This is the best you can get. Like A double double plus. But they put a hate designation on a G2 in Boston on me last year and took all our bank accounts away. Bank accounts I had for 20 years with perfect records. That's the persecution. That's the real discrimination against gun owners and nationalists and others. And Trump is sitting there letting it all happen. And now he has Ivanka, his daughter, with Google and the rest of them wanting a social score with the devices in your house listening to you to report it back to DARPA and take your guns if your heart rate's too high or you sound angry in some fake algorithm. Forget judges and juries. We got big tech hooked in with the NSA. It is the NSA. And Trump won't get control of it. He's screwing the pooch. I think I'm going to get on a plane next week and go bullhorn the White House. Maybe Mar-a-Lago. Because let me tell you something. Yeah, Trump's a lot better than Hillary. But it's like, does somebody put 10 bullets in your head or 5 bullets in your head? If Trump won't act on this, we're screwed. Now, here's the deal. The Washington Post lies a lot. And they say Trump's favorable and wants this. They do that a lot to lie. Problem is, I looked into Ivanka and Trump's one of Trump's best friends that's heading this up. And I found where they were talking 2017 about it. And Ivanka was promoting it then. So, Jeff, and look, I don't want to go after Trump's little girl. But you know what? My family in this country and your family comes first. And I'm not selling out to crap. So I'm going to tell President Trump this. You want me to move and try to get impeachment going? You want the American people to turn against you? You keep pushing these red flag laws. And you try to make it digital with big tech doing it instead of defending us from big tech and defending yourself? Then you deserve to lose, Trump. You deserve it. We're going to find out, aren't we? We'll be right back on the other side with our special guest, ex-NFL star Larry Johnson.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, you can't turn on the news. You can't read the curriculum at public schools or libraries without hearing about the sexualization of children, whether it be homosexual or heterosexual. It's going on. They're busting all these drag queen storytime people being convicted pedophiles. Now they have in public libraries books teaching six-year-olds how if a man wants to have sex with you in a bathroom, have sex with him. This is NAMBLA literally taking over the country and the world. But regardless, people have the right to have a straight pride parade. Well, that got protested in Boston because the very existence of it's bad. I don't hate anybody, but I do not want to tune into the NFL and see a bunch of anti-gun stuff, a bunch of anti-America stuff, or a bunch of stuff about sex. Imagine if you tuned in and it was telling you about heterosexual sex, and we're here to promote heterosexual sex and men and women having sex. You'd be like, why is it about sex? But if it's LGBTP, it's great. Well, Larry A. Johnson on Twitter at 2LarryJohnson7, is a Penn State standout, former two-time Pro Bowler and pro team for the Kansas City Chiefs and many other teams. I won't go over his whole great bio. He now spends retirement raising his daughter and sits on the board of Motivational Edge, a nonprofit that uses creative arts and music as therapy for young adults. And the website is the motivationaledge.org. We'll put that up on screen for you for TV viewers and radio listeners. We'll give out the URL again in a moment. But the media ran these headlines: ex-NFL star Larry Johnson sounds off of supposed effeminate agenda in two sports leagues. And then there's a bunch of other ones. Well, here's the articles. National Football League launches NFL Pride with Roger Goodell and league staff. NFL MLB to join NYC Pride March for the first time. NFL launches LGBT initiative NFL Pride. And I talk to people in Hollywood. Who's the famous actor? I forget his name. I've met him. He's in Idiocracy. Talked about how it's like the gay mafia, like men would grab his genitals, and how that's something that goes on in Los Angeles. I haven't been in many movies. That happened to me a couple times. And I said, I'm about to beat your ass. What is this? Oh, don't worry about it. These producers and people. You know, put it on screen. Your mic's distorted. Yeah, Terry Crews. That's Terry Crews. That's who. He plays the president in Idiocracy and all that stuff. And, you know, he was, oh, you know, be a man. Suck it up. Take it. Well, when it happens to women, it's a bad thing. But why is it when there's this whole, quote, gay agenda by the left, we're supposed to put up with it? And, again, I don't hate anybody, genuinely. But I do see the agenda where you're not supposed to question it. And so they acted like Larry A. Johnson was crazy, putting out a few tweets about this. So I thought we would have him here to actually hear what he had to say. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll start at the beginning. Why you're concerned, what you've seen with the NFL, why you're speaking out.
I'm speaking out because the league has changed drastically. It's become more of a passing league, and we want to expect that they're doing this to save wear and tear of athletes. But as you've seen in previous years, they spent millions and millions of dollars to keep CTE away from the National Football League football. So it can't be because they care for the players. I think if you look at the commercials, now, on the exception of some guys like J.J. Watt, he is the man's man of the NFL. And there's no commercial that you will ever show or see him doing anything effeminate. Now, when you got Cam Newton and you see the flamboyant way he dresses, he may not be gay, but he's using his heterosexuality to kind of reel in guys to make it say, oh, effeminate culture is cool then. We can all gravitate to it. He had a commercial with him getting in a hot tub, a cold tub with a guy. You have Oracle with the Tennessee Titans, so I think he just recently retired. He has a pink, him and his team has pink aprons on and making pink cupcakes. Now, this is only happening to the African-American players. It's not happening to the white players. You'll never see Tom Brady selling cupcakes. You'll never see Tom Brady go to the Met Gala like Odell Beckham did in a skirt. And then when asked, you know, what was his sexuality, he gave it's up in the air type of answer. And they're always promoting this to keep ready. So that's why when you get the Gillette ad, which they signed a 5-year extension with the NFL, that whole woke ad, the $8 million that they lost, they didn't even care about it because they see the bigger picture of it's going to happen regardless if they make money or not. And that's why you saw a black man doing a trans ad and not a white one, is because we are the culture right now that's in the sports and sporting events right now. So we have to convince each other that this is okay. We always have to promote sex. And now if you promote sex and it's okay, you're basically showing children that you can do whatever you want, and it's not necessarily about the game anymore.
So the media spun it that you're being anti-quote gay, but really what you're saying is there's a whole agenda to feminize men and to say that manly men are somehow dirty and bad. In these Gillette ads, a man says, man, that's a good-looking girl, and goes to talk to her, and that's basically rape. And of course, like you said, they lost $8 billion, but it's such a weird mission, such a cult. They said, we don't care. We're going to do it anyways. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, like I said, it's always about emasculating males. It's not just in sports and football. It's in the movies. It's in children's movies. I watch movies like the Lego Movie with my daughter, and they're set out to emasculate strong male characters and say, well, the woman can do it better, or the woman can do it softer. Look at The Incredibles. They basically, poor Robert Parr, they emasculated him until he stayed at home and the mom went on to do the job, which I have no problem with that. But if you do it at nauseam,
every movie, Gamergate was in order to only have women in positions of leadership. It's in the Pentagon now. It's a thing to make men obsolete. And the left says everywhere, men are obsolete. It's an attack on men.
Like I said, it's an agenda they keep going. And where it's a better way to get the agenda pushed through is they keep brainwashing with it, keep showing you examples of it, of men who are as manly men like, as they used to be. Show them cooking, show them cleaning. And men do this every day, but they're doing it ad nauseum. They're doing it for a point to welcome in. Sooner or later, we'll be watching ESPN draft, and you're going to see two men make out, and we're going to be like, oh, that's what it is. There's nothing wrong with that if you think something wrong with that, but that's what.
But they're force-feeding it everywhere.
And everywhere. It's everywhere. And my kids can have a chance to make up their minds, but you're not making up their minds if you're showing them every time it's on TV an example of what it is.
Well, I got to say this. I'm really a fan of your courage and what you're doing. And, you know, plus you're extremely well-spoken on these issues. Are there any other major league players you know? You talk about what's happening in the NBA. I mean, it's any movie I watch, any show. It's like every movie, the woman's the hero, the guy's an idiot. And it goes back to directives that came out in the 70s, like Archie Bunker's a moron, Married with Children, you know, that guy's a moron. Every man's a moron, every woman's a genius, to literally break up the family. There's an admitted agenda here.
And it doesn't mean you have to be NBA players or gay. But when you look at, remember the Allen Iverson rule where they had made guys put suits on, you had to come in like it was a business. Now, if you watch those guys walk into the stadium, it's like a resort to tour fashion show. No one's dressing like they're going for business. Everybody's dressing like they're going on vacation or go to Cannes festival. That's how these guys are dressing. And they want grown heterosexual men to look at this like, there's nothing wrong with that.
By the way, statistically, as you're absolutely right, women want powerful, aggressive, hardworking alpha males, especially feminists and all the rest of them. So they're training men to act like something that women are going to reject, which, again, is all about population reduction. And I don't bring this up because you're black. It's just a fact. LBJ, because you had, and I was against segregation, but segregation made a lot of the communities very strong, had their own businesses. LBJ brought in a thing to say, women, we'll give you money, but don't have men in the house. And then you saw what it did to that community. Well, it's happening to everybody right now, and it's a sickening evil agenda.
And it's all the plan and plot to get to the children, to be pedophiles with children. That's all it is. You take the man out of the household, there is no fin for the mother to have anybody to come watch the guy. That's why child support, the guys are in jail for child support. That's why it's always that separation of the man from the family, so you can go right to the children and be able to indoctrinate the children with whatever you want them to watch.
Wow, man, I tell you, I want to come back with our guest, Larry Johnson, and continue to talk to him because he is taking on the beast. They told us last year before we were deplatformed, they said, don't talk about radical Islam and don't talk about the trans movement and the kids. And I said, go to hell. And they have put us through hell, but that's okay because, folks, they're now having drag queen story time where the kids actually ride on the men's jocks. They have stuff I can't even say on air in for children's books that teach kids that if a man wants to have sex with you, do it. It's beyond criminal. And this, and our guest is knocking it out of the park. What he did was great in the NFL, but this is 100 times more heroic. Our guest, you can follow him at themotivationaledge.org. Larry Johnson, former NFL star. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Segment in the third hour, I want to invite Larry A. Johnson back. This guy's on fire for exposing what's happening. I noticed on his Twitter, the number 2, Larry Johnson 7, that you see this new religion in Europe and Australia and the U.S. and Canada, where you bring little children to sit in big fat men's laps wearing clown outfits, and then they talk about sex with your children. And then a lot of them ends up work with NAMBLA. And we've got all the footage we can show you of just stuff that is just absolutely unbelievable that's unfolding. And it's targeting. And it's happening. And if a man came up to your children and said, shake your booty in the park, there'd be a problem. But if it's going on in America, it's supposedly, a great thing. And people take their kids to be part of this. They come to the meetings. They say, we're here to indoctrinate your children. The children get really scared and try to pull away. A lot of this I can't even show you, where the men come to some of these events with glitter on their genitals. So Larry A. Johnson, in the world of universal deceit, telling the truth to revolutionary act, as George Orwell said, what made you hit your breaking point to start going public with this?
I have a child, and it's not just my child. I work with children, I've been around children, and I've seen children who come from foster homes, homeless shelters. They need all the guidance they can get. These poor children don't have the foundation that I brought up with. I want to see those children make those decisions for themselves. If that's what they want to do, then do it. But I shouldn't have to see drag queens getting thrown dollar bills and stripping on top of library desktops. That's not what education is. That's not what love is. And these kids aren't supposed to know about this stuff at a young age. These kids barely know who they are themselves. So don't show them something that they may regret later on in life or may not. Who knows? Let these children decide.
But the bottom line is we're funneling children. The government and the media is funneling children in to be sexualized by men wearing disguises. They aren't even drag queens. These are clown disguises.
And that's what they want to do. They want to make it so normal so a kid could walk down the street one day and don't get candy. He's just gone forever because he's seen a drag queen come out of nowhere. And that's what we're hyping up. We're hyping this type of mentality that it's okay to be like this around children.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, a lot of these guys totally cover their faces with paint like clowns because they're convicted pedophiles. It is just unbelievably sick.
And you're not even doing background checks. Guys getting background checks, getting going underneath the rug, and just guys just coming into libraries, and because parents want to seem like, I want to be woke, I want to be acceptance to everything, they're not their child's mentality growing, maturing into a thought when they bring these children into these type of arenas. And I'm not saying, maybe some of them like, have good intentions for doing this, but most of the time, it comes from a place of hurt. These guys that are doing this, they come from when they were abused or molested, and they haven't, you know, conquered their demons yet. And so they want to project their emotions and mentality off on children who are just now coming into this world, finding out who they are.
Well, it's sick, and we see all the Catholic Church stuff, and we see all the big things. The Boy Scouts were just 3 years ago, they were handing out condoms at the Jamboree, and now we learn 6, 7, 8-year-old boys are having sex with adult men at these en masse, and the Boy Scouts is going to go bankrupt now because they're so woke that they have giant pedophile orgies.
And then Kansas City Star, that came with a story that went underneath the radar. Kansas City Star published a story, I think it was a 6 or 7 or 11-part series story, where they talk about Catholic priests who are homosexual or dying of AIDS and saying that they are the almost highest rate right now of dying from AIDS. Catholic priests. Priests who are around children most of the time, priests who are supposed to teach the word of God, are in the hospital dying of AIDS. And this is society I grew up in. Maybe I didn't see it, but this is something that no one's talking about. No one's even mentioning anymore because they're more concerned about somebody coming out against the LGBTQ community. No one's saying they hate you or whatever like that, because if you're a Christian or you believe in God and believe in the Bible, you know where their story headed. I feel sorry for most of them.
Well, again, they're literally wearing clown outfits to disguise themselves. And if we don't stand up to this, we won't stand up to anything. What else are you planning to do? Are other people formerly in the NFL willing to join you? Or are they all just going to sit there like cowards and just hand our children over to these people?
Well, they can open up 1,000 schools. They can give kids away 1,000 book bags and pencils. But if you do not stand for children who one day won't be able to use those pencils and book bags, who won't be able to want to go to school anymore because they're so demoralized and traumatized from this type of behavior, then that's on you. I'm trying to raise an awareness that say, not it can only happen to your kids, but it's happening to kids all over the world that have no choice, that have no one to speak for them, that have no one to take this bull in the horns and say, look, this is not okay. Let children be children and enjoy their childhood.
I got to say, you're a great motivational speaker, and you need your own talk show. Let me guess. I bet you've got a talk show.
No, not yet.
Well, you're welcome here anytime you want to co-host or come on or guest host, because you definitely know what you're talking about. And this is a planned agenda to go after our children, to lower the age of consent, to lower the age of consent for vaccines, for everything. The system wants to get them while they're young, and it's just totally evil. And this is really a rite of passage in the left now to sexualize children. It's just an incredible evil.
And it's hard to kind of separate, because it's not just the drag queens who are involved. It's regular people you see on the street. It's your next door neighbor, guys that you haven't seen. And the reason why they keep this culture relevant is look at the Netflix shows. They have shows that make it seem that being a pedophile is okay. That look at the victims. They can come out and talk about it without breaking down crying. Like Abducted in Plain Sight. That was basically a pedophile puff film. It's to get you thinking that everybody came out of it on the end of it okay. So it's okay to have. You look at music videos from Lil Tricky or Dick, whatever his name is. He had a whole scene of cartoon characters were doing really homosexual subjective stuff. And these are kids who are always on YouTube. I go to dinner with my daughter. I see four or five kids with iPads on YouTube watching whatever they want to watch while their parents not paying attention to them. This is the content that we have to guard our children against.
And again, folks, Get the Clown isn't real, but real people dressed up like Get the Clown are preparing your children, testing them so that they will then go with adults and have sex and not say anything. It came out in Australia. It's a U.S. published book by folks involved with Obama where they teach six-year-olds. It's porn stories of 6- and 7-year-olds. You know, the first time an adult got them in the bathroom at the park and had sex with them and how wonderful it was. And the kids are reading this in public schools, how when a man wants you to get in the white van, do it. So you cannot make up the pure, absolute satanic evil that we're dealing with here. And it's just incredible. Larry A. Johnson, you know, a retired two-time pro bowler. And look, I used to love football, used to really get into it. But as soon as I learned about all this 20-something years ago, I couldn't get into that anymore. And not that football's bad, but getting excited and caring about it when meanwhile we know all of this is going on. And I think you would probably agree, Larry, the NFL's great and, you know, helps you make a lot of money so you can now have a bigger platform. But wouldn't you say the work you're doing now is more important than the NFL?
This is why I feel like I need to use my platform more, because I want to speak out against these things. They want to blind you with the so-called this Jay-Z and Meek Mill deal. It's the deal that you basically are signing yourself up to donate money for the community by buying songs, buying T-shirts. What does it do? Do you see the receipts for anything they're going to do in the community? These kids are being traumatized, raped, molested, sex trafficked, and this is what the top problem in America right now. It's not immigrants coming from a border and trying to look for a better life. It's sex trafficking. It's taking, separating fathers from children so they can end up in the system so you don't know where these children are just for them to get sex trafficked out of these, some of these shady.
And that's the Senate report that under Obama particularly, record numbers of kids disappeared and went into sex trafficking. They tell the Border Patrol, don't even check who they're with. They're not even with their parents. Larry A. Johnson, it's clear you've got a lot to say at Twitter. Larry Johnson 7, themotivationaledge.org. Please come back and join us again. And, you know, obviously we'll post this video later at InfoWars.com. Feel free to use that however you want so you can reach out to more people. And, again, we salute you and thank you for standing up for the innocents.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Wow. I'm glad that our producers got that fellow set up. And there's so many people out there speaking out against this. They get demonized and get told to shut up. But we're not going to shut up. If I told you 20 years ago that there'd be men dressed up like clowns in every city and every town, indoctrinating children, having them sit on their laps, have them ride horsey. I mean, my daughters, when they're little, they ride on my knee. Imagine if you saw a dad, you went to visit somebody, and they had their daughter riding on their crotch. But I can show you the video. And these weird women bring their kids and do this, and they get off on it, man. And these big, fat, gross men with clown outfits hump your kids. I mean, you cannot make up how sick and evil this is, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the Democratic Party. This is the globalist end. Everybody's so intimidated by the media, they won't speak out against it. The media means nothing. They have no power except the power you give them. The only fear we have to fear is fear itself. Now I'm going to cover this big story where they attacked myself and Ben Shapiro, strangely enough, in the New Republic. It's pretty funny, actually. They made a audio book kind of thing with it. So we're going to talk about that and then a bunch of key reports. And we're going to go back a few years ago when I laid out this whole surveillance grid that Drudge Report's top link to right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.